South Africa's newest breakfast show is here.
Smile 90.4 FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Can't wait for the weekend. It starts tonight, the first semi-final this evening, and a big one at that. A lot of people going, oh, Argentina, no chance. Now, what do you mean no chance?
I don't know. It would be an amazing upset to the apple cart, but I don't know.
The All Blacks only have two bad games a year. That's what I'm saying.
And they've had it already.
Yep.
Well, somebody who's played them many, many times, and of course, we're lucky that he's back home. I'm sure his family have loved having him home for a little while before he heads back over to the World Cup. Springbok rugby legend John de Villiers is on the line with us. John, good morning.
Yeah. Hello, Ryan. Argentina doesn't have a chance.
Wishful thinking.
I was trying to let success know there might be like a glimmer of hope for the Argentines, but in reality, as Rick said, I mean, they only lose twice in the season.
Yeah, look, what I would say is that, you know, prior to last weekend's game, there certainly were a couple of questions in regards to the All Blacks and how they perform under pressure. You know, the way that they've reacted under pressure when they played us, you know, at Twickenham and also France in that opening game. In terms of last weekend, I think they pretty much had a perfect game. I think no handling errors, you know, very few penalties conceded at the breakdown. They were really good. So in terms of the game itself and judging by the way that they played last weekend, you just can't see Argentina beating them.
Sure.
But it's the nature of playoff rugby as well that, you know, on the day, you know, it's raining in Paris as well this weekend. So, you know, that's an equalizer for both those games.
Yeah.
You know, you get a lucky try with the intercept try at the end by Argentina. You know, you get that early in the game.
Sure.
Tonight, and maybe there's a bit more pressure and you know, it goes right. But, you know, just judging by what we've seen from these two teams, I think New Zealand will win it quite easily, actually.
And then on to tomorrow. And a lot of talk this week about England versus, obviously, the Box tomorrow night. We're going to see. And it's World Cup rugby. You know, like I said, you've been there. You've won a World Cup with the Box, and you've been to a cup, more than one World Cup. Everything's to play for at a World Cup. So another huge clash. A lot of people asking, will it be a walkover for the Box? Are you thinking along those lines, or it's going to be another very tight scoring game?
Ryan, then, I mean, obviously, then when you speak about the Box, you know, my pupoki is... because there's just so much at stake, you know. It's the Box that's been so impressive. I mean, I don't think people realize what an unbelievable win that was last weekend against probably the best French team that we've ever seen.
Sure.
And to beat them at home in like a you know, a stadium like that where it's deafening in terms of the noise against you constantly for 80 minutes, and we were able to rise above that. So, you know, again, if you look at these two teams, I definitely think that we are a far better team than England. But the nature of the game, the way that they've been playing, you know, very conservative game, good kicking game, good defensive system. Wet field, you know, something that plays to their advantage. It's certainly better for them than for us. But tactically, we've just been so good in every single game that we've played, analysing the opposition, adapting to the game plan, etc., etc. So, I mean, I'm still very much backing our boys. But as you get in semi-finals at World Cup, it definitely won't be easy.
No.
And talking about the home side, the French, John, I know that, you know, on social media, there's been a lot of banter, and they're still licking their wounds after the loss against us, the Springboks. But do you think that the French are going to rally behind us, or England?
No, us. They don't like the English.
I just can't see them. Even though we beat them, I just can't see them supporting the English.
Yeah.
There's just too much history there.
Sure.
You don't know. You don't know. You know, I think where we get energy from as South Africans and as the Box is when our people support us. So don't underestimate the messages that they get. Don't underestimate, you know, just in the media and seeing the Box jerseys around. You know, that'll lift them to just perform and do what's needed.
JDV, simple question. Where will the Box win this match against England?
I don't think it's that simple, but I do think that we have a by far superior scrum. You know, England even struggled a little bit last week against Fiji at scrum time. So, you know, see us, that ball won't get out of the scrum. You know, we'll keep it in as long as possible, apply pressure on them. Obviously, 4 years ago in the final. We also, you know, that's the way that we managed to win that game, in getting the penalties and then capitalizing from that. So set phases, you know, as is always the case with a box, that'll be critical for us. And I think we do, or we are superior in terms of that. Added to that, you know, the ability that we have with some of our backs and sure. the X factor that we bring, you know, the mix is just so good. Yes. So, but again, the rain is an equalizer in a way. But hopefully we can get that kind of dominance and get a bit of scoreboard pressure and by doing that, win the game.
Ladies and gents, I just want to say on behalf of everyone in the Western Cape that has had the insight every Friday when he's been available to be on the show, I just want to say an absolute honor and such a huge thank you to John de Villiers, because we know that it's not easy sacrificing time away from home, sacrificing 2-3 minutes to spend with us in the morning on any given Friday, and he's done it without flinching. He's done it because his love for the game, his give back, and he knows people of the Western Cape appreciate his voice. So ladies and gents, just a huge thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate that. It really isn't that, you know, it's far easier than what you made it to be there. It's a privilege to be sharing my thoughts with the people of the Western. If we're all in this together and want to get behind this box, so whatever we can do, we do. So go Boca.
So, John, are you flying to go watch the finals?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going. I'm going next week with my good mate, Scott Berger. We'll be checking off. Seeing whatever we can do to help the cause, you know, if we maybe have to go to France and have a couple of beers and win the
Rosés.
Game off the field, then we'll do that. So the kind people from Betway are taking us over. And,
nice.
We're hopefully gonna have a good time, and hopefully we can celebrate.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. A huge thanks to Betway for looking after Jean and Skulk, and they'll be coming up at 9 o'clock with the Betway banter. Jean de Villiers, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. URC tomorrow starts as well. Jean will be there, and then next week off to the finals. Take care, JDV.
Lekker, guys. Let's hope for a lekker one this weekend.
Yeah. Shot, bud.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.